In generations past, failure to repay a loan could land you in debtor's prison. People actually feared debt. Hi, this is Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. But attitudes changed with the advent of credit cards. Gradually, our society has shifted from the acceptance of debt to virtual dependence on it. Debt is borrowing from our tomorrows to pay for our todays. When we decide to presume upon the future rather than wait upon God, we interfere with His ways of providing for our needs. Now, it's not a sin to borrow money, but it is a sin to borrow and not repay. Last year, shoppers racked up an average of $1,000 of debt just during Christmas. Travel, gifts, food, and holiday apparel add up, but there are also other costs involved. The interest costs for consumer credit are very expensive, and there are emotional costs. Soldiers on active duty rank financial stress greater than the stress they experience in combat. Excessive debt has relational cost. It can ruin reputations, partnerships, business opportunities, friendships, and marriages. And the spiritual costs are high. It can inhibit the freedom to follow God's will. We miss opportunities to serve God's purposes when we have two masters. Now, if you owe money, you understand the proverb that says, the borrower is a slave to the lender. Break out of your prison with a plan to get debt free. Work hard. Give first. Save second. And wait upon the Lord. Avoid more debt by paying cash. And implement the debt snowball strategy to eliminate all consumer debt. Now don't forget, December is the most important month for charitable giving. If you've been blessed by this ministry, will you consider a gift to this radio station? And also to Crown at crown.org. That's crown.org.